Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bob Savarin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike McCormick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Martinez. Batting third. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Gentile moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gentile moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino takes first base on ball four. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCormick. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Martinez applying the tag. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive to right field. Smith throws towards the plate. Orsino fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Orsino. Edwards scores. Davalillo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Green. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Orsino takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Brandt moves to third. Orsino moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCormick strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona is called out on strikes. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adair strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 0 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Savarin takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick bunts towards the mound. McDowell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Savarin moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Savarin scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Adair strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Adair out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Al Smith. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gentile bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Barry Latman now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-1, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Orsino takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Savarin hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Savarin. Francona reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Edwards for a passed ball. Aparicio moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Adair strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-1, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brandt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Barry Latman. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Davalillo scores. Martinez scores. Held moves to third. It's 7-3, Orioles. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Dave McNally now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Held scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Orioles. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing first base. Gary Bell now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Orsino strikes out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Savarin strikes out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton pinch runs for Gene Green. John Romano pinch hits for Doc Edwards. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Burton moves to second. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Gary Bell. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.